confess today is the unrepentant heart of God's chosen people. The unrepentant heart of God's chosen people. The ones that said that God would be their God and they will be God's people. His family, his children. The one that's are supposed to live in obedience to God. Every word, every law, every command, every decree, every word of God. A life of agreement that his children agreed to. That God will be their God and they will be God's people. His chosen people. The children of Israel. God's chosen people. So today we continue in the book of Amos. Amos, God, is one of God's Old Testament prophets who God used in a mighty and powerful way. God used his prophets to relay his messages and teach his children. See, when God gives a word to his prophet, he gives a direct word. There's no sugarcoating in God's word. There's no adding or subtracting to God's word. When he gives his word to his prophets, the way he gives it to them is the exact way he wants to relate to his people. So today, we continue in chapter 3 in the book of Amos, where right now we will find that God is upset with his children right now. He's upset with his family of believers right now. Some will say God is angry with his children right now. Upset with his children right now. See, God has blessed his children. Blessed them in a mighty way. In a prosperous way. Prosperous way. God has blessed them with his kindness, his mercies, his grace, and his protection. And his protection. And now we will see where God's children are walking around puffed up right now. Puffed up in the pride of life. In the pride of life. Puffed up and rebelling against God. Going against God's will after all God has done for them. All God has afforded them. His mercies, his grace. And now they're turning it back. And these are God's chosen people that we're talking about. When God called on their lives, they raised their hand and said, God, I accept. These are God's people. God's people. Turn their back on God. Rebelling against God. Going against the very will of God. The thing that saved them. And not only are they rebelling and sinning against God, they are doing it knowingly and willingly. Knowingly and willingly sinning against God. They are doing it with unrepentant hearts. Unrepentant hearts. God's own family of believers are going against his will right now. What is unrepentance? What is unrepentance? Right now, if I ask a room of Christian believers, are you a sinner? Most might say no. Most might say, I have nothing to repent of. I'm going to call out a couple of sins that maybe we may need to check ourselves, right? From time to time, check ourselves. We may be walking in unrepentance and not think so. We might not be as clean as we think we are sometimes, right? What about unforgiveness? Unforgiveness. What about unforgiveness? Sin. Fear or worry. Maybe walking in it right now. It's a sin. Pride. wanting what someone else has, coveting, gossip, dislike, judgment. Let's examine ourselves. Do we need repentance this morning? What does it mean to be unrepentant? What does it mean to be unrepentant? An unrepentant person knows that he or she has sinned and refuses to ask God for forgiveness or turn away from sin. Unrepentant person knows that he or she has sinned and refuses to ask God for forgiveness. Refuses because maybe they don't think that they are sinning. That's what God's word is for. An unrepentant heart shows no remorse for their wrongdoing and does not feel the need to change. Does not feel the need to change. No remorse for their wrongdoing. No remorse for their sin. They're walking it all day. No accountability to God whatsoever. Unrepentance is the sin of willfully remaining sinful. Willfully remaining sinful, knowing you're sinning. The world has changed sin. The world has made sin all right. In today's society, the world has okayed sin and allowed people to walk in sin against God and made it laws that says it's okay. That's death. They're causing death to others. Death. Basically two deaths. For the person that's walking in sin and the ones that are allowing them to walk in sin. Two deaths. But this is what the children of Israel has fallen into. Unrepentant hearts. Willingly, knowingly sinning against God, his own children. This is what they have fallen into. So now, but God has a word for his children. God has a word for his children, and he sent it from the prophet Amos. Remember, it's a direct word from God that is spoken from Amos, the prophet. Amos is one of God's most loyal prophets. A prophet is someone who has been called by God to give guidance to the whole world. The whole world. We can't discount God's prophets. The Bible is full of God's prophets, his spoken word. We must understand that God uses his prophets mightily, mightily. Amos 3:7 says this about God's prophets. For the Lord God does nothing without revealing his secrets to his servants, the prophets. The servants. See, Amos is an open vessel to God. God is using him, pouring everything into him. He's a faithful servant of God. We can be a faithful servant of God. Empty ourselves out. Let God pour into us. Pour his will into us. Each one of us could be in that position any day. Any day. Empty ourselves out. Be a very loyal servant to God Almighty. God Almighty. But now that word has come upon God's people now. The word for the unrepentant heart of God's people from Amos 3:1. Hear this word that the Lord has spoken against you, O people of Israel, against the whole family that I have brought up out of the land of Egypt, says God. Hear this word, O people of Israel, his chosen people that he have brought up out of bondage to the enemy, out of slavery to the enemy. They was here. God has lifted them up. The enemy came to steal, kill, and destroy the children of Israel at this point, and God, with his loving hand, grasped them away. Lift them up. Made the enemy their footstool. Made the enemy their footstool. Amos 3:2. God's words to his people. You only have I known of all the families on the earth. You only have I known of all the families on the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities, all your sins. God's chosen people, judgment has come against his people from the Lord God. The family of God is now under judgment. The ones that said, God is my God and I am God's people, judgment has come down because they stepped out of the will of God. They stepped out of the will of God. They stepped out of the will of God with unrepentant hearts. Unrepentant hearts. Unrepentant hearts causes division, separation from God. Division, separation from God. God is here. Unrepentant hearts here. Amos 3:3. Does two walk together unless they have agreed to meet? Can we walk together unless we agree to meet? God is here. God is holy, unholy, not on the same page. You can't walk with God. Different yokes, different yokes. We are to walk side by side with God. Let him lead us into righteousness. Unrepentant hearts in families. Think about that for a moment. As a man, if I was unrepentant to God, how would that relate to my household? Unrepentant father. The children will be subject to it. The wives will be subject to it. It would destroy a household, destroy a family. Because not only am I walking in unrepentance to God, it's either my way or no way in my household because there's no accountability to God. No accountability to God. But if the wife want to have peace in the house, guess what? She is going to compromise the things of God to please her husband to keep the peace in the house. Unrepentant hearts can bring about destruction in the family. Just to keep the peace, the sake of the peace, we'll go against God just to keep peace sometimes. It's harmful to the families. Unrepentant hearts brings about the pride of life. The pride of life. God's people are walking around right now with the pride of life because of the blessings that they're afforded to by God. They are here because of God. And they're walking around puffed up with the pride of life because God has blessed them so. How backwards is that? How backwards is that? Commentary from Psalms 10:4 explains it like this. The proud are so consumed with themselves that their thoughts are far from God. Their thoughts are nowhere near God, not even thinking about God. The proud, No thoughts of God. Only self. Only self. And in his pride, the wicked does not seek God in any of his thoughts. Does not seek God in any of his thoughts. Any of his thoughts. You may be able to tell someone that's walking in the pride of life because God is nowhere in their thoughts. You can tell it by the actions. You can tell it by the actions. There is no room for God, meaning there is no accountability to God in the prideful life. No accountability to God. No. Once again, family. God is here. Parents accountable to God are here. Children accountable to the parents are here. Walking in the will of God. God is here. An unrepentant heart of a parent here. The child that is accountable to the unrepentant heart of the parent knows nothing but the unrepentant heart is here. Can't walk with God that way. It messes up the family. The family dynamic needs to be in the will of God. Pleasing God. Pleasing God. No accountability. The children of Israel is walking around with no accountability to God. But God says, I must punish you. I must punish you. So there must be some accountability, right? How can you get punished if you haven't broken any laws or no rules or no statutes? They're walking around that they haven't did anything. They haven't broken nothing. Did they forget or did they ignore the covenant that they made with God? That life agreement that each believer had made with God, his chosen people. They chose to be God's people. Did they forget about the covenant? That special relationship with God? The covenant. I want to read the definition of the covenant. It's not up here. That special bond with God. That special bond with God. Let's see why God is so upset with his people. Let's see. A covenant defined. A covenant is a formal binding agreement or pledge between two parties. It is like a contract in some ways. While a contract is a legal agreement involving specific terms and requirements, however, a covenant is a life agreement, in which the parties pledge themselves to one another, the covenant of God. A marriage is a form of covenant. But in the case of God's covenant with his people, it is a pledge to be their God and for them to reserve themselves as his people. The covenant is based on God's laws, his promises for his people, and on his people's faithfulness and obedience to God. As long as the people live by the guidelines and commitments of their lives to the agreement with God, they will enjoy a special relationship with him and experience life and purpose he has for them. So now we see why God is so upset with his people. That agreement, that special relationship that they came in agreement about, that special bond, that covenant, that agreement. Now they've turned their back on God. They've turned their back on God. So now, the prophet Amos is doing his best, to get the people to understand that, God is not playing, that their grace may finally run out. God is not playing, that their grace has might be about to run out. But the pride of life have them blinded and puffed up in themselves. The world is mine, says the proud. I can do all things by myself, says the proud. The children of Israel walking around claiming that God is still their God, thanking God. Thank you, God, for all you've done for me, God. Thank you for lifting me up out of the hand of the enemy. But I don't need you no more, God. I don't need you no more, God. You're still my God, and I thank you. But I got it from here, God. I got it from here. That's what they're walking in. That's what they are walking in during this time. But God gives warning to his people. That's the love of God. The warnings of God is his love. But see, God would never forfeit the covenant. He would never forfeit the covenant. No matter how disobedient his children are, unfaithful they may be, he will fulfill the promise of the covenant. Now, many might not see it to the end of their unrepentant hearts, but those that stand in the will of God and is faithful to God's words, it will be fulfilled. It's God's promise to his people. So now God gives warnings to his people. You hear the warnings in our own lives? The warnings all around us. See, the warning comes before the punishment. The thunder comes before the lightning. Boom! Too late. Uh-oh. The lion has roared. The lion has roared. Who will not fear? The Lord God has spoken. Who can but prophesy? When the lion roars and the Lord God has spoken, who can but prophesy? Who can but prophesy? When God speaks, the lion roars. The warnings. The love of God is in the warnings. The lion is roaring. God always gives us an opportunity to repent. His love, his grace, his mercy, his kindness. He gives us opportunity. Every breath that we take, every morning that we get up, it's an opportunity to turn back to God. That's the chance that he gives us, his love. Come back to me, my child. Turn back. That's what he's saying. It starts with repentance. We must heed the warnings, church. See, Amos knew that Because if his warning is just catch the eye of one person, the heart of one, the heart of one, we know what the heavens does with that one. Luke 15:7. Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. One. The heavens will be joyful over one. One. Over all those warnings. Millions and millions of people. One. Heed the warnings, church. Heed the warnings. Are we prepared for God's judgment? Are we prepared for God's judgment? Let's not get puffed up in ourselves, in the pride of life, because God has blessed us so much. So much. The children of Israel has been blessed. They were here and God brought them here. Now they have the luxury houses on the hills. If they had cars in those days, they would be driving the finest ones. They're not eating manna anymore. They're eating the finest foods. The very exact thing God saved them from the enemy, they are doing to others. God's own people. His chosen people. They were poor, stepped on, trash, not even thought about. Now, they are mistreating the poor. Disregarding the homeless in their pride of life. God's people. If you didn't know any better, you'd think I'd be talking about us, right? That's how relevant God's word is. Through every generation, it will outlast every generation. Every generation. Is relevant as much today as it was then. These are the children of Israel. You pretty much can say we are the children of Israel in this time with the covenant of Jesus. Same law, same rules apply. Same rules apply. That grace is just a little more in depth. Jesus is our grace. Don't take it for granted. Don't take it for granted. That grace. Romans 2:4 says this. Or do you presume on the riches of his kindness and forbearance and patience, not knowing that God's kindness is meant to lead you into repentance? The blessings of God. The blessings of God. If you have an enemy, at one point, y'all enemies all your life, and at one point your enemy walks up to you and blesses you with a gift and apologizes to you. But you've been harboring in your heart the whole time about this person. How would you feel? Would you have a sorrowful heart? A repentive heart, would you? The blessings of God leads to repentance. Thanks, God. I don't deserve this. Whatever I'm doing against you, God, I repent of. I repent of. You didn't have to do this for me, God. You didn't have to bless me like this, God. Let's examine ourselves. In that repentance. Repentance is a lost word. A lost word. Don't hear a lot about it. We're supposed to repent. And daily we have to repent. If we examine ourselves, we walk in a whole bunch of sins daily. Number one rule of Jesus, one of his most important rules, is the mistreatment of others. It's love. Love others. as he has loved you. And some way in the days, we may run across people where we are rude to or disrespectful to. Remember that. Remember that. This week might be a lot of that going on. Just remember that when it happens, there is repentance called for, because it's a sin. It's a sin against God. It's a sin against God. So, church, we must not forget what God has done for us. We must not forget who God is. Importantly, we must not forget who we are. Who we are. We are God's chosen people. We are God's chosen people. Thank you very much for affording me this message to bring forth to y'all this morning. Let us pray. Let us pray. Thank you, God. Thank you for the hearts that are here to hear your word today, Lord. Thank you for the children that's in the house, Lord. The children, the kids that's in the house, Lord. Yes, Lord. Bless your children, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for this day that you've called us to be in your house, God. Thank you for your blessings. Lord, you've called us into repentance, Lord. May each one of us just examine our lives, God. Examine our lives in your will and your ways, God. Speak to our hearts, God. Speak to our hearts and our minds, God. We love you, God, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.